All right, this is John Bruton. You're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hernando Diablo.
Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hernando Diablo.
And this week, we're tackling adulthood. Oh no. Here joining us is a musician and the host of the Eurogyro open mic in Kent every Sunday night. It's Nick Fleming.
Hi, I'm Nick Fleming.
Nick, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Dude, I finally just looked at your shirt. Your shirt's fucking awesome. It's Reservoir Dogs, but the characters are Deadpool, V for Vendetta, Wolverine, Spawn, Rorschach, and Friend already.
The good guys that do bad things.
Right?
Yep, that's pretty accurate.
The Question should be on there, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That would be sweet.
I never read a lot of that.
I have, Denny O'Neil did, like, his entire run of, like, 40 issues in, like, the 80s, 90s, and it's, like, real dark DC stuff. Good shit.
That's cool. I'll have to check it out.
So, Nick, why do you hate being an adult?
Because they lied to us by omission, the grown-ups from my youth.
What are some of those lies of omission?
Well, I don't know. It's, you know, the whole college prep thing's a lot of fun in high school when they try to prep you for a thing that is completely different than what you expect. Just how it's going to be so much cooler being able to do whatever you want, but as soon as you have it, then you have all these other responsibilities that you now have to take care of, like bills and all that fun stuff. I've been looking at houses right now, too, which is a huge, huge fucking pain in the ass, which I had no idea.
This isn't a patriotic statement, but freedom isn't free.
There's a hefty fucking fee.
Yeah.
It's not fun, man. I got a 4-year-old. He's having a blast. I have a blast with him.
That kind of forced you to grow up, didn't it?
Yeah, well, honestly, though, after we had him, I really figured out who I was, like, on a lot of levels, spiritually and all that kind of boring stuff. And I got back into comics, and I got back into, you know, nerdy stuff and what some might call childish things, like video games again. But then with all of that, I just want to do that stuff. I just want to hang out with my kid, but then I have to pay bills and go to work and deal with nonsense.
You can't be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, I would love to. My lady makes like a lot of money, a lot more money than me, but not enough for me to just stay at home.
Yeah.
Unless we want to like get
a single room. Isn't that the dream, though?
Oh, God. It would be great.
Or sugar mama.
Yeah, yeah.
Or sugar daddy, yeah. You know, whatever your thing is.
Hey. Either way.
Either way, whatever works. So when you were prepping for college, what did you think you were going to do?
Well, I don't know. It's just any class. I went to Ravenna, which was unfortunate.
Yes.
I went to Highland, so.
Okay. I don't know.
It's a Medina school.
Okay. Well, there. It's just they have what's called college prep classes. I don't know if that's what they still call them. They shouldn't by any stretch of the imagination call them that, because nothing in any of those, I didn't do any homework my senior year, and it was for lack of having. I feel like they never gave me homework.
Okay.
And there was never any kind of like challenge to it. Like, I'm not the smartest dude in the world. I'm reasonably smart, but like anything in high school, nothing touched what I got to in college, and I was so unprepared, and all I did with that freedom that I got in college was like party and do dumb things.
Yeah. What were you mentioned lies of omission. So you didn't get the academic preparation that was necessary to go into college. I mean, what did you think you were going to do in college?
I honestly, my whole life up until honestly when I had my kid just felt like I was just on a track that was prepared by somebody else for me. And my whole life I was told I was smart in all the, you know, in grade school and all this, and oh, this will be fine and you'll be good at this. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll be good at that. Oh, I should run track. Okay, I'll do that too. I guess I should be in student council and leadership, and I'll do all these things you're supposed to do, and I'll go to all the school dances because that's what you're supposed to do, and I'll try to act popular and not, you know, and pretend like I don't like comic books anymore.
Mm.
And, you know, all these things were like, it seemed at the time like I was not in my own body. And I know that that's a thing of that age, you know, like right. You're still figuring out who you are. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're 18 and you're supposed to be an adult, but nobody's an adult when they're 18. Nobody's an adult when they're 25.
Agreed. I agree with that 100%.
Definitely arrested development is a thing. And 18-year-olds should not be trusted with any kind of responsibility.
No, the fact that they, I mean, dude, one of the reasons I got fucked, you know, from the get-go, I mean, put drugs aside, but like when I was 18, they start sending you fucking credit cards.
I never got one.
No?
Well, my first credit card was like a couple years ago.
Well, that's,
Christ.
I mean, that's a good thing because yeah. Like they just throw it at you and, you know, you're, I don't care. When you're 18, you're fucking irresponsible. I don't care who, I mean, maybe there's a small percentage of kids that just take on the role of an adult early on.
When it's forced on them usually.
Yeah. But I mean,
like if they get somebody pregnant or, you know, somebody in their family dies and they step up, but like, you know.
Right. I mean, but no, nobody at 18 should be responsible for interest charge. And what I mean by that is they shouldn't get fucking credit cards.
Yeah.
Until they understand like the logistics of all of it, because they send you a card. They're like, activate it.
Here's $1,000.
Yeah.
Do with it what you will.
And then at 30% fucking interest, yeah. You know, and you're just paying interest. That's stupid.
It starts out at 2.5, but
yeah. And I agree. Dude, being an adult is like, I didn't, and I'm never going to be a real adult. I don't care.
No, me neither. Fuck.
I don't, I mean, me and Sher have talked about this before. I don't play by the rules. He doesn't play by the rules.
No.
You know, I do get up every day and go to work. I work pretty much a 9-to-5,
yeah,
you know,
me too.
And it is what it is. I mean, I've been working the same job for a little over a year, like a year and 2 months. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely one of the better things that's happened to me. Got me on a schedule. Like, I like having money all the time. That's nice. But, like, you know what, man? I miss fucking sometimes on a Tuesday night getting blackout fucking drunk.
For no reason.
For no reason at all. Because I'm pissed at the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have those feelings, but I'm just like, oh, I gotta work tomorrow.
Gotta work. Well, that's good. That's responsibility. That is one thing that's nice about it. Like, I can feel pride that I'm, like, not doing that. Because I still have friends that are my age that do that, and they, like, one of my buddies has kids, he has two kids, and he still gets blackout drunk on a Tuesday night for no reason, and I'm gonna call him up this Friday, actually, because I know he's always good for it, and I have to work midnights on Saturday, so I like to stay up real late Friday, and what better reason than to go out and get wasted with your buddy.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just the credit card thing just reminded me, though, one of the points I wrote down on the notes I took hurriedly at work and then left in my scrub pants for some laundry person to find and worry about what nerd wrote this shit. But is that these would be great things for them to teach you in high school, like a class on financial, like, responsibility. Nobody would want to take it.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the kind of shit that nobody fucking tells you about. And then you're like, they're like, you're 18. And that was the thing. I was on this path. I go to college because that's what you're supposed to do, I guess.
Yeah.
I was not ready for that shit. If I could go back in time, I would have just taken a year off and probably never went, like a lot of people do when they take a year off. But yeah. It would have been better because I went 3 years. I have a bunch of student loan debt and I did not get a degree. And people were always, you went 3 years? Just go another year. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. I would be going back for probably 5 years because I couldn't go full time.
Yeah.
You know, so at this point now, if I'm going to go to school, it's going to be like some associate's degree. And that's even more, you know, it's not as much student loan debt as I would have at like a state school when I went to Kent State. But yeah, it's shit that they don't tell you.
Yeah. Nobody is really preparing you for all that student loan debt that you're getting.
Yeah.
Nobody's teaching you how to pay off a loan. You know, they used to teach. The only, like, life skills class that they had in the education system, like, and which I'm sure has gone away by now, is home economics to train you how to be a fucking housewife.
Yeah.
So why not have something to, like, okay, you're you know, this is what's going to be expected of you as soon as you hit 18 and you're out on your own.
But in the elusive they's, quote unquote, they, in their defense, I was also a dumb kid that didn't want to hear it. Yeah. And it
We all are. And that's why we shouldn't be taken seriously from the fucking get-go.
Exactly. It needs to be pushed down our fucking throats. Like, this is a thing that's looming ahead. Like, it's cheesy, but Roger Waters from Pink Floyd, that song Time, you know?
Yeah.
Kicking around on a piece of ground in your hometown, waiting for someone or something to show you the way. That is fucking, that is all the way. That's why fucking 18-year-olds and whatever get into the dark side of the moon when they do, because that is so much like when you're a kid, they're constantly telling you like the future is a thing that's going to happen one day. And then all of a sudden, oh shit, you wake up, you're 30 and the future happened and it's behind you almost.
Yeah.
And you have to catch up to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it just blows my mind when I look back and think of the shit I used to waste my fucking time and my money and my effort on when I was in my 20s and like how much better I could be. And I could still do it now and I don't.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I didn't, you know, get hip to quote unquote being an adult until it took me almost getting kicked out of my fucking place to be like, oh shit. Life's not a fucking party, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I still have my fun all the time.
Yeah,
but like,
me too.
Because you have to.
Not as much as I used to.
Right. I mean, but
I have fun going to the park with my kid now. So, like, fun and awesome.
You adapt. You know, adapt to, exactly. Like, what, you know, what your situation is. But
people do push back from that change, though, even if it's a good change.
Yeah.
Me, anyways. Like, I mean, even, you know, just every different part of my life where change was forced upon me, or whenever I did it myself, which is pretty rare, it was always quite a different adaptation of myself that I had to, like, you know, move forward with.
Yeah, so you experienced growth more from necessity rather than I'm having an introspective moment here and
I've
figured things out.
That's, I have a lot of trouble with that. I wrote one of my few songs that I actually wrote that's an original. It's kind of it's called Bound to Change, and it's about how, like, if you don't do shit, shit's still gonna change anyways.
Yeah.
And if you keep doing the same things you've been doing, it's bound to change anyways, and whether you want it to or not. But if you had the balls and the gall to fucking change it yourself, then you can actually guide change in your own life. But
even if it's by necessity, like, you know, forced to change by necessity, which essentially I was too, just in different terms, you know, it can be very fucking rewarding. And I feel like that's a lot of people who don't ever want to, like, even grow up a little bit, don't understand, like, chances are you're going to be a better person.
Yeah.
You know, if you change accordingly.
Yeah. But it's hard to do.
No, it's not easy.
Because it's really fucking easy to just keep doing the same thing from day to day. And that's how you get stuck in a shit job. I have worked, it's not a shit job, but I've worked at the same place since I was 16. I'm 34.
Yeah.
And I've changed departments, but it's the same place. And I mean, it's not a shit job. And I just got a raise, actually. So, yeah, hooray. But,
A raise?
Yeah, it wasn't what I expected. I gotta make sure I don't tell my boss to listen to this. But I wanted a bit more because I'm a selfish asshole. But
of course you do. Like, that's, you can't be, somebody can't look down upon you for wanting more money. I mean, everybody wants more money.
Yeah. Well, that's the trap, though, is self-loathing. And that's an easy trap to fall into.
It is.
When you're prone to depression and anxiety.
Why do you think we're all comics?
Why do you think I follow comedy so vehemently?
Yeah.
Like, this resonates with me. This guy's sad as fuck.
I fucking love comedy. That's why I love doing the open mic. Even when it sucks, it's good.
Dude, I hosted a mic for a while.
Yeah, I was listening to the episode.
It's fun. It's a lot. It's work.
When it's good, man. When it, like, last night was a good night.
Yeah.
Last night was a good night. Was it last night? Yeah. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we had some good people, and the crowd was decent. And there was a Cavs game on, and nobody was an asshole for the most part. One of the bartenders is really loud now, which is great. It's really great, because she's louder than any of the hecklers ever were.
Oh, Erica?
Is that her? Okay. Yeah. You know her.
Yeah, I know Erica. Uh-huh. I've known her for a long time.
She's nice enough. She's incredibly loud, and it's hard to deal with people that are loud when you can tell. She sits right at the front, too, when she's done bartending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that was the first time she'd worked like that shift and then sat at the front, but she sat at the front.
That's the other thing, a partially grown-up thing, is that like now a host of the thing. Whenever I first started, there was some pretty bad hecklers the first year that I did it. They still come in and out every now and again, but I feel like the first year it was like I was being tested cosmically to like, how the fuck am I going to deal with this? And I talked some people in the beginning, and in the beginning I kind of leaned more on let him go for a little bit, and then if it gets really bad, like this one guy was just really drunk, and I got on in between comics, and I was like, hey, dude, shut the fuck up, and he was like, what? I don't even, like, dude, you're fucking everybody's time up, shut the fuck up. He's like, well, maybe I'll just go kill myself. I'm like, I couldn't possibly care less. And then he left, and he was crying, and I felt like an asshole. But, like, it always turns into that when you, for me anyways, because I'm not equipped. Like, I'm not, like, that isn't a good burn, what I said. Mm. It was just anger. And then, like, you know, I got up one time and I had this rant about Christianity and how dumb it is and how, like just because you know, you think this book is law doesn't mean you have to push it on everybody else. I don't know. And it was way more eloquent than that. And I felt really proud of myself. But then this girl came up that had signed up, and she was a sweetheart, and she was very nice. She came up and, she goes, well, this is awkward because all my songs are about Jesus. And she went up earlier and sang, and it was beautiful, and I didn't hear a fucking word she said. But, like, and I was like, if you want to close out the show, that'd be cool. And she was like, yeah, okay. And then
nobody's here.
Well, and then she did that, and she said that, and I was like, fuck me. Like, I cannot catch a break with this shit. Like, I felt really good about my little rant, and then I hurt somebody's fucking feelings. And nice addendum to that story, at the hospital where I work, I was walking around on the second floor, and she fucking works there, and I see her all the time now. And it's right a very on. Awkward situation.
Yeah.
Dude, of all the things to write songs about in this world, why him?
It's like love songs, Jesus songs. Like, who needs them? Like, everyone knows what they need to know about those two things, or don't know. And we don't need to hear it anymore. It's
like writing a fuck Jesus song. Like, what's the point? Like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. It's extremism.
I mean, it's you know, it's some people's deal. I'm not gonna.
That's fine.
I just tend to avoid it rather than confronting it at this point.
Yeah. No. I like. I like the Jeremy read the one bit like that I've been working on about the dude who I saw this. I just saw this thing on. It was a stupid fucking hot dog diner in Parma said, give her a foot long on Valentine's Day. A terrible joke, but
also
like,
who buys someone a hot dog for fucking Valentine's
Day? No, right. And it was like a foot long wiener, I believe is like what it was. And I just
pretty on the nose.
I saw this guy's comment on it was like, you guys are all going to burn in hell. So instead of like replying, like I was going to, and I'm not going to do the whole bit, but just like, I clicked on the dude's page and realized like, I'm not going to start a war with this guy.
Yeah. Engaging is always a mistake on Facebook. Yeah. Because nobody, it's like, because you can feel righteous in your opinion or you know.
Everybody does behind a fucking keyboard.
Vindicated anger is no better than unvindicated anger. Because it just, if somebody were to agree with your anger, it's not going to make it go away. It only makes it grow.
And it's not going to change what your anger is.
Exactly.
Like, it's not going to change that person's
opinion. You're never going
to
change someone's opinion, because all they do is fucking dig their heels in. And you can't have a discussion with people like that. And they're all fucking grown-ups, right?
And, but that's the other thing is, like, that's part of growing up. You learn
to
what
shut
fucking,
the fuck up.
Well, shut the fuck up, but what hills you're going to fucking die on.
Exactly.
Like,
yes.
And your number of hills diminishes as you get older.
Exactly. And that, and then I can see the whole fuck, I can see the whole cycle now, because my kid now, I can see him getting to teenage years and being like, why doesn't my dad care about anything? I care about so much. And
well, it's
and,
like, I was like, being a teenager, you have like, I'll make Lord of the Rings reference, like you have a misty great. Mountains worth of yes. fucking anger and hills you're willing to die on. Now, like, maybe a couple in the Shire, you know, yeah, like real yeah, small, yeah, yeah.
Just tiny, the little, the Hobbit
the
hills.
Shallow little hill, you know, that's where I'm willing to die now. Like most, I'm just going to give up on most. Like, yeah. I think I'm smarter than you anyway, so I'm just going
to
walk
the
away.
Little battles are easier to win anyway.
Right, right.
Like, can we pick the towels up off the floor, please? Like, that's an easier battle to win than you should be on the left side of this argument instead of the right side of this argument.
Yeah, well, it's, you know... I think a thing I miss, honestly, about being that a youngster, if you will.
The vehemence of youth.
Yeah, I miss having the gall to think that my opinion is going to change something.
Oh, yeah, and you totally do. You totally do. I had, like, in college, I had that poster of George Bush saying all the ridiculous shit that he said.
Yeah.
And I had, like...
Can't shoot the shooter.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Yeah, it's cute now, like we said earlier. Because yeah. That shit, yeah, that's like, aw. Like, I had a poster of, I would never have a poster of anything Trump said. But like, yeah, like that kind of shit where it's just like, I know that this stuff is stupid. And I had right-wing friends come over and be like, well, he didn't say all that, and this meant that, and put it in context. I'm like, dude, the context is right there. Those are the words he said. And, like, just get it. Just get what I'm saying. Like, just trying to put my brain into their brain. And then what is the end game of that? It's like everyone's walking around you just agreeing with you all the time.
Right.
Then you're like George Lucas, and you make shit.
Well, and it's like, you know, like
you have to be challenged.
My mother is super religious. I've talked about it before, but it's like, I refuse now. She'll still bring it up to me, and like she'll always say, I'll never give up on you. And it's like, give up on what? I just gave up on myself.
It gives her something to battle and hope
right.
for.
Right, and it's like, well, like, that's how I learned, though. You don't argue with people with faith.
Nope.
You can't. You cannot beat blind.
I still
blind.
Do it all the time.
No, but you cannot beat blind faith. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
Because it's a logic. Logic is not a fucking thing.
Yeah, it's not even logic. But I mean, yeah, it's just this thing that just keeps coming
around.
As soon as you try to prove it wrong, it turns into, well, I just believe it. I feel it in my heart. And that's where the danger comes in with that shit. Because if they believe this thing that also has all these tenets of like, of right and wrong, like black and white, there's no gray area. When you have that shit and you have somebody that's in charge of shit that believes that, they're never going to give anybody any kind of leeway as far as any other belief system. And it's really easy to get people scared. Like, if you don't believe that shit, pretend like you believe it, scare everybody else. And I hate politics. I fucking hate politics.
Me too.
I hate it. That's the other grown-up thing, is then you have to start giving a shit, because like, what world am I living in with my kid that, you know, is this going to be okay when he's 20?
Yeah, but they're all out to fuck us anyway.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So we're all fucked. And then you could just resign yourself to that.
So what point did you resign yourself to the notion that you're fucked?
To being fucked. Probably when my kid was born.
Yeah. That was the moment.
I was definitely like, you know, they have all those like labels for depression for any given situation, and postpartum is a very real thing for ladies, and they do say that guys get it a little bit too, but I think for me, Bill Burr always talks about how lame that is. It's totally lame.
Yeah, he was.
For me.
You know, he just, I just went and saw him a couple weeks ago, and he did a whole thing about it.
For me?
Yeah.
I missed him. He was hilarious.
It was great.
But yeah, for me, I forgot what I was going to say.
For me, postpartum depression.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was, because for like a lady, when she's pregnant, like, I mean, I can't speak to it from experience, but my lady said this, is that like she felt like a mother as soon as she felt the kid growing inside of her.
Okay.
And I didn't really feel like a father until after he was born. And after he was born, I fell into a little bit of a depression, because I saw that at that moment, I saw my death. And I know that that sounds selfish, but that's whenever I realized that I fucked up a lot of shit, you know, like that I could have made better, that I should have made myself better. And now I'm resigned to the fact that it's like, I did what I did, and I'm where I'm at now, and you got to do shit going forward to make it better. You can't worry about that kind of shit in the past. But yeah, that was when... Well,
that, and that's, to me, another part of, like, growing up, you know, and it's all left up to your interpretation and what you believe growing up is or whatever, but, like, a big part of it for me was, like, all the regrets I have about the past don't mean a fucking thing now. Because you can only move forward. You can't change shit.
If you keep dwelling on it, it's not that that way lies madness. Because it's not something that you can change at all.
Well,
so.
when I first started like getting, you know, it's probably been 4 years ish, 5 years ish that I've really like taken on the whole thing of like, you can't live in the past. Own your shit.
Yeah.
That way, nobody can fucking own you for it. Like, everything stupid that I've done, anybody wants to bring up and throw it in my face, you go right the fuck ahead and do that.
Mm. That's a great thing about being a grown-up, that realization. Because when I was a kid, and this lasted into my 20s, like most kids, because they're still fucking kids. But when I was a kid, all I tried to do was to put on masks in different situations and be the thing I thought you were supposed to be in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like in high school, just like completely freaked out that someone might think I'm gay or like that I might be gay. And I'm like, but I don't like guys, but maybe I'm gay. But maybe I'm gay. Cause that one time a dick moved whenever it's so ridiculous.
It is.
It's so ridiculous. And that, I'm already going back on the premise of this podcast that I love that about being a grown up. I love now that I am 100% the person that I am as an adult, you know, thanks to my kid and my lady that fucking forced a change on me. You know, I now know who I am the most that I ever have in my life. And that is what that's amazing. But on top of that, you know, you got bills and you got all this stupid shit you have to deal with.
But that doesn't mean getting there doesn't suck.
Yeah, yeah, well, it does. And you never get there. And I'll never, you know, the day you die, you still don't get there. Like to where your fake ass ideal self is.
Right.
You know, like your mirror self that is this pie in the sky dream that you had when you were a kid.
Do you think you're most disappointed about being an adult because like you... Is your idealized self farther away than you thought it was?
I mean, I don't know if that's it. I don't know. But when I look back at the shit that I cared about and the and what I thought was going to happen when I was a kid, I really like thought that like 27, for whatever reason, 27 was the age for me when I was like 15, that
because
I was going to have
when
it all
Kurt
together.
Cobain died.
Was it? I didn't. I wasn't super into.
I almost made the 27 club.
Oh really?
Yeah. Nobody cares about me though. I got a DUI. Flipped my car. I mean, you can see the scars.
Holy shit!
Yeah, and like, if I wasn't wearing a seatbelt,
that dick scar, man. That looks like it hurts.
Yeah,
makes you.
But
look
27
tough.
Was the ideal age in your head. Like, oh, by the time I'm there, I'm gonna be a fucking millionaire.
Yeah. But when I look back now and I think of my mindset at the time, I was thinking of 27-year-old me as like a different entity. Like I was like it was just some dude that was gonna have it figured out.
So your idealized self has changed.
Yeah, always. And I think that that's an okay place to be, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't have all the fucking answers, but I think the best way for me to be, is to constantly be okay with an evolving sense of self.
Yeah.
You know, which is where, you know, a lot of spiritualism comes in, or the lack thereof. I'm an atheist leaning agnostic now, which is fine. I honestly find myself more on the atheist side of things. And I know that doesn't seem like it goes with it, but when you are okay with like science changing over time and like theories changing, I think that's the way to be. And that's the way to like apply that to yourself. When you have this solid belief system that is unshakable and I'm on the right and I'm evangelical and I believe this and I believe that and they're my little beliefs and I'm going to hold on to them and fuck you for not believing them.
Well, it goes back to what you said before. Everything's still going to change around you if you're not adapting to
exactly.
It. If you're not adapting to it, then that's your fucking problem and you can get left behind.
Progression always wins.
Yeah.
There's always going to be people, you know, fighting against it. And speaking on steps about segregation now and all that shit, but progression will always win. Yeah, yeah. And what was it that my lady was telling me? The education secretary was like, she's like abolishing like school programs and stuff, saying kids need to be going to church.
Oh yeah, we had Liz Blanc on
2 weeks ago,
and she talked about how Betsy DeVos like wants to. What were the words she used? It was like beef. It was something like be fruitful or something like that for the congregation. Like some crazy Christian batshit fucking nut stuff. They should not be teaching religion in schools, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, they should be teaching how to fucking survive financially and be independent. But yeah, where that all comes from is just, it's all control. And that's why, therein lies the problem that I had with it. And it's my fault too, because as a dumb kid, I didn't take myself in a way, like not everyone does what I did or what we did or whatever. Some people fucking take the bull by the horns when they're 18 and figure the shit out. But I mean, they're few and far in between.
But you know what? I don't give a shit, because those people are fucking miserable. You may have all the fucking money. Dude, I know people who are really fucking rich.
Yeah.
They don't have to work, and they're some of the most miserable fucking people
they
I've ever met
working.
In my life. They you have everything you fucking want, and it's never enough.
They want more.
It just doesn't make sense to
yeah.
me.
Well,
yeah.
Like we were talking about, there's that fully actualized self, too, that you have to live up to. And, you know, once one need is fulfilled, like all of a sudden you realize I need something else.
Yep. And, it's like I have a lot of video games, but as soon as I see a new one that I like, oh, I need that one now too. My Steam account, I have like 200 games on it, but there's just those elusive ones that I need to get.
When is your kid going to start picking up the sticks, or has that already happened?
He shows a little bit of interest in it. I'll play guitar. Like sometimes he tells me to shut up. He doesn't say shut up, but like, dad, can you turn it down a little bit? He said yesterday, I'm like, it's an acoustic guitar. What does that mean? I can't turn it down. But I can't hear this game. He's playing Lego Batman right now.
Nice.
And yeah, he's really good at video games. He's 4 years old. But that's all he wants to do. And then you have to like limit it, even though I don't. Like if it was up to me, man, on my days off, we would just sit and play video games all day. But then I got to be a fucking grown up about it and tell him, all right, it's time to, I don't know, pick up your toys, I guess. I guess you got to do something.
That's like my nephew, dude. He always, like, if I'm watching him and shit, and, like, I'll be talking to my, you know, uncle in the room, whatever. He goes, hey, can you guys be quiet? I'm watching TV. Go fuck yourself, you little shithead. I earned this.
We're doing adult shit. When you're a grown-up, you'll see.
Go get me a beer. Shut your fucking mouth.
What's been the biggest change in your actualized self from when you were a teenager, well, to your early 20s to now?
About 80 pounds.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
No, I when I was a kid, man, I fully thought someone was going to just discover me as a musician and give me a record deal. Mm-hmm. And then as music died, because I graduated from high school in 2001, and that was like the death knell of the music business as far as that goes. Music didn't die. Music is still just as great as it always was. And it's actually, you know,
the music business, though.
The music business, yeah, died a horrible death, and they're still clinging on to bullshit, and they still have, you know, there's always going to be pop music. No
yeah, but
what.
There won't, like I've said this for years now. In 10 years, there won't be major labels. They're like,
I hope not,
they will
yeah.
all be defunct.
Yeah. Well, what sucks about that, though, is like, yeah, it used to be a lottery, like if you got lucky and knew people and were also good and sometimes not good, like you could get a record deal and you'd be good for life. But now, it's, I mean, to a certain extent back then too, but it took a lot of footwork. You really had to get out there and just be really broke, and then you might find out that maybe you just weren't good enough. And that is a fucking hell of a thing. And I was, as a kid, was very, as a kid and an adult, scared of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And rejection on that kind of level, I felt like my brain couldn't handle it. So I didn't try that hard to do it. Like I didn't try, like with girls, especially back then, like if I would never approach any girl unless I was 1000% sure that she wasn't going to turn me down. And even then I would still be scared. So it made for a lot of great relationships of like, either, you know, outwardly or just by suggestion, just acting like, are we good, are we okay?
There's many reasons I'm not in a relationship that falls under that umbrella.
Me and my lady now are good because, you know, like, we have the kid together, so there's that tie where it's like, I know that we want to be together, so it's cool. Like, I know that this is going to work out, and I hope, you know, like, you can take little problems and stride a little bit better. But yeah, and that's part of fucking growing up. That's good too. So there's fucking, so far I've been saying a lot of good things about growing up.
I think mission that... fucking accomplished.
We flipped it.
Yeah,
I would say on more episodes than not, we've done that.
Flipped it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, bills still suck, and fuck insurance companies. It's a scam.
No, it's all bullshit.
Yeah, like, that was the biggest thing in my 20s, because when you're in your 20s, mm-hmm. you're like, why does everyone just go along with this? Mm-hmm. And it's the same with what you were saying, Jeremy, about how when you're young and you're vehement about your beliefs and like, oh, we could change this. Like, why don't we just change the way the credit system works? Why can't we? Because we're young and everything about us. And,
yeah.
But it's all bullshit and you can't change it. And it's just going to be a thing that happens. Like, fucking having to pay money to a car insurance company month after month after month. And then when there's a problem, they're like, oh, no, fuck you. We'll give you $1,500, which happened to me. And it wasn't even my fault. My car got hit by somebody else. And Allstate was like, yeah, we'll give you $1,500 for the car, which is what I still owed on it. I'm like, then I won't have a car.
Yeah.
I ended up getting like $3,000 out of it, but it was like, it's such a fucking ridiculous, or being on the phone with the fucking cable company for 4 hours because they overcharge you because they don't keep good books, but it doesn't matter for them. It's, we're the ones that are fucked.
Yeah. One thing that does suck about being adult, and, you know, to put it in other words, is you were not a person in a lot of people's eyes. Yeah. You're somebody's bottom line.
Uh-huh. That's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. I got into an argument with somebody the other day about business ethics, which I know nothing about, and neither did they, but it's just business. No, I'm like, no, that's someone being an asshole and also doing business.
Well, like, I mean, ethics isn't a hard fucking concept to grasp. It's knowing the difference between right and wrong, and that has nothing to do with where it comes from, where you learn it. I truly believe that I've had this argument with my mother before, because she's like, well, where do you think right and wrong comes from? Her argument's God. And I'm like, I feel that people are inherently born with a knowledge of, I shouldn't do this.
And that shit's beautiful, man.
Yeah, it is.
And that's what religious people don't understand about people that don't have it, is they're like, well, how can you look at a sunset and not think
that was created?
God. I can look at that and just the fucking sheer randomness of everything just blows me the fuck
away. Like, what are the fucking chances of
that? Yes, yes. And just like, just moments. Like, I don't need to tie it to something that makes, like, people that say, if I didn't have God, I would just go out and kill people, because why wouldn't I? Like, well, you scare the shit out of me.
Maybe you should get checked the fuck out then.
Yes, there's a problem.
I mean, you know, I'm who I am, and I have those urges a lot. And it's not God that stops me from killing people. It's fear of jail.
Well, that works too, I guess. There are those hard lines. Mm. I don't know. I think that for the most part, people, except for you, are evolved to the point where, you know, like, doing bad things should make you feel bad. You know, making people feel like shit should make you feel like shit, and you shouldn't want to do it.
Well, I talk a big game, but I feel like shit after every roast. So,
but that's fucking implied.
Yeah.
Like, it's implied that people are going to... You tell fucking jokes. Like, that's the thing, dude, is like, I'm the kind of person now who's like, you, the only people that can really dig at me hard enough, like, to whereas it hurts, mm-hmm. would be like a girl that, like, yeah, I'm, you know,
that you're
that
interested
I'm,
in.
Yes. Like,
challenge
that's,
accepted.
That's, please.
Go put that wig on.
You watch me get lambasted for fucking 2 hours.
Yeah,
and
it was wonderful.
Fine.
Yeah, you were fine. It was wonderful. That was a really good show.
And
Jordan got roasted at Mayhall's on the main stage.
Uh-huh.
They set up a wonderful set for him.
There was like church pews as the dais seats.
Oh, that's cool.
A big, I had a throne, which was a lawn chair, but it had like a what do they call it? Like a gravestone taped to it, but it was flipped upside down. So there's an inverted cross on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was, and a church podium too, which was really fucking cool.
That's awesome.
That was the church podium that Mandy Lee and I found at the thrift store one day.
Acquired.
But at the end of that show, did you feel like shit or were you like energized?
No,
there you
no.
go, man.
No, and also, I mean, I got to do 20 minutes at the end and go back at everybody, but still.
Yeah, yeah. But for the most part, Jeremy, it's like when you do that, the people are into it that you're doing it to. And if they're not, they deserve it.
Yeah, right.
Like, right. I've never heard you, like, say horrible shit to... Well, you've said some horrible shit to people.
Oh, yes, I have.
Maybe catch you on a bad night. Maybe she didn't deserve all of those cunt callings. That is the name of your next album.
Cunt callings.
That is fucking great, actually. Write that down.
Cunt callings.
No, like, I'm a firm believer in if somebody... If you get your feelings hurt, it's probably true. That's true. Firm fucking believer in that.
Yeah, because I used to get my fucking feelings hurt all the time. And I was like, that was when I had the mask on of like, no, but I'm the cool guy. I'm not a cool guy. Like, there's shit about me that might be cool, but like, I do not like carry myself as the fucking self-important douchebag that is actually a cool guy that probably is miserable.
Is it more liberating that you don't have to put on these masks anymore?
Yeah.
Or was it easier?
Was it easier?
Yeah.
Well, once I found out, it was easier and definitely more liberating. Once I figured that out, it like really spoke to my fucking laziness to just like admit it and be into it, which also helped me gain a bunch of weight, which was awesome. So my body fits the fucking image I have with my nerd shirts and comic books and video games and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I used to be super skinny kid, and that I mean, I don't want to be like, I do want to lose weight. Like, I don't want to just keep gaining weight because this is my persona now.
Mm.
Like, I got to be the chubby kid. But yeah, I definitely.
You just got to cut the diet of Doritos and Code Red in half and it should be good.
I actually don't drink any pop.
I just recently stopped.
I mean, pop. I do drink some pop. That's a lot. But I don't like, I never buy it in the store. But yeah, my big thing is I drink beer and I don't eat well. Like I barely eat any like veggies or anything. Because I'm not a grown-up.
Well, all my meals come from the gas station, so I understand.
Those 12-inch wieners.
Here we go. We haven't done this in a while. You look like all your meals come from a gas station.
Yeah, I do. Well, not all of them. Like, there are some friends of mine that hook me up.
I've cooked for you.
You look like all your lovers come from a gas station.
Perfect.
Nick, you look like all your lovers come from a Magic the Gathering tournament, and none of them are of age.
Oh, you look like the first
part was okay.
See, to me, now I feel like shit.
You look like a casting call for Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no, that's the worst. That's worse than underage. Oh, Christ, you look good.
That's funny because it's a lie.
Yeah, it definitely is a lie.
It's Jordan, funny because it's not true.
Yeah, Jordan's got on a muscle t-shirt. It would be a muscle t-shirt if anyone else was wearing it.
Hey, but I look like the guy who I bought this shirt from. Yeah,
you do. It's a fat guy on his shirt.
It is.
Dick's Gym.
Dick's Gym. Shout out Dick Justice.
Oh, that was the Dick Justice shirt?
Yeah, this is a Dick Justice shirt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was the guy you took pictures. Okay.
Yeah. I posted a picture from our Instagram page at The Hate Flow.
Yeah, everything is at The Hate Flow. Yeah, we're on Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook, all at The Hate Flow. And our email, if you want to get on the show, is thehateflow@gmail.com. One thing we do have to address with that, which I'll address some of you personally as soon as I get my shit together. I've got like a bunch of shows this week.
I don't have that much time.
I've just got a bunch of shows this week that this it's
oh been, you're doing a bunch of shows in a week. That's yeah. So unlike you.
Yeah, it's this is all new for me. But no, it's like we don't have Skype capabilities yet, so all of our guests have to be local or passing through. We got a couple people lined up for July that are going to be on tour and coming through, so cool. That'll be fun. Yeah. That's that out of the way. So, all right. As a child, mm-hmm. no bills. You know, you have more hope that your little self can change the world.
For the most part.
Are you having more fun now than you were as a kid?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. The nature of, like, existence is to always want something else, like, regardless of where you're at. And as a kid, you just want to be a grown-up. You just want to be older, and you're constantly telling people...
Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah. And you're constantly telling people, no, I'm going to be 14 in, like, 2 months, so it's cool. Like, I'm going to be older then. And then when you're 14, you want to be 15 and 16, you know. And then now I'm 34, and I'm like, I'm going to be 35 in October. And I want to just keep saying I'm 34 now. But, like, yeah, no, I had fun as a kid. Like, I didn't have a shitty child. It was fine. I'd say everyone's, you know, got gripes. I don't have any major gripes that, you know, that I wouldn't feel like shit about bringing up.
From the fact that you were unprepared.
Yeah. I mean, just, but like anyone is, though. And so, like, I feel like an asshole even fucking talking about it. Because it's like, yeah, deal with it. That's what it is. But it doesn't change the fact that it sucks a little bit, not knowing. But what the fuck would you do if you knew?
But I guess it could be, is it surmised? Is that the right word?
Surmised.
That, like, all part of growing up is dealing with fucking shit that you don't want to have to deal with.
Exactly.
Feelings of like, oh, I don't want to do this, but well, guess what? You fucking have to.
But then hopefully getting skills from that.
Yeah.
Like, in using those later on, you know?
Dude, that's the thing is like all the mistakes I've made is like now at 29, going to be 30 in what, 6 months? Like, I'm like, oh, wow, I've actually fucking learned a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to learn more. And I don't make as many mistakes as I used to.
And it's cliche, but it's true. I mean, that's I mean, it's only cliche because it's true, and you don't know it until you've lived it. And it's just something that you can't teach that.
No.
There are very practical things that you can be taught about life that nobody fucking teaches you, though, when you're a kid. And it's fucking maddening, the shit that we care about in the education system that's already fucked and only is going to get more fucked.
Well, you just like my whole thing is like when people who will sit there and we all bitch about stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's no question about that. And
hi, podcast.
But like my whole thing with it is like people who refuse to take steps and just get stuck. Like,
and that was me. And that still is me to a lot of...
Well, I mean, but it seems like, you know, you've learned quite a bit. I'm talking about people who are like steps below that where it's just
I think
like,
awareness is the big thing.
That's like, I can't stand people who are like, oh, fucking life sucks and then you die. Yeah. Life sucks if you fucking let life suck.
Yeah. And that's religion too, because it always goes back to that circular logic of just trust in God. Like, trust in God and he will provide.
I'll never forget what my dad said to my mom when I you know, was done with all that shit. And my dad was just like, well, God ain't going to pay his bills. And I was like, that's fucking spot on.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Yeah. You know, God's not going to pay my bills either, but you can help. Patreon.com/DirtyShear. For $20 a month, we will not mention your name on this podcast, which can be very valuable, especially as more and more people are reaching out to us to talk shit about people that they hate.
What was it, Zach?
Zach Hudak?
Yeah, I've never heard of him, and I'm glad. Hey, and when you guys were talking about him, I was going to look him up on YouTube, and I'm glad I didn't give him a view.
No, don't. No,
don't do that.
I heard enough about him from y'all and AJ. Yeah.
The message of that was avoid him like the plague so that he doesn't
don't
have
drink
a voice.
Around him.
Yeah, and don't
but
drink
that,
around
yeah,
him.
Yeah, because when you start feeding into that, that's how Trump gets elected.
Yeah. Well, because
you give him what he wants.
Yeah, you can't.
And we're doing it now. Fuck. Yeah, but The Rock's going to run for president.
Is he?
And I'd vote for him.
I mean, in this world, yeah. Fucking 10 years ago, that would have been a fucking joke, but now it's like...
No, but dude, can you imagine,
it's better than
though,
the alternative.
Just like Putin, fucking Rock putting up his fucking hand right in his face. It doesn't matter. It would be fucking great, dude. He gives the fucking, what's the
State of the Union?
And at the end, fucking,
if you smell,
that would be awesome, dude. Yeah. It would be great. I'm all for it. Rock for president.
Yeah, why not? Eventually, we'll have what's his name from Idiocracy. What was it? President?
Camacho. Fucking,
yes.
Terry Crews.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're heading towards, man. And yeah, The Rock is better than Trump.
Oh, without a doubt, The Rock could run Republican.
But listen to what we just said, and then go back in time and play it for yourself. And how ridiculous that sounds. But yeah, that's the fucking world we live in.
In 3.5 years, go back and listen to this when The Rock has fucking won the fucking popular vote.
Oh, no.
And the Electoral College.
The people's.
Dude, the people's president. I'm all about this.
I don't like this fucking figurehead president bullshit that we've got going on.
Yeah.
That's all it is, too.
Well, I mean, it comes around. I don't know. I don't know that much about presidents before Reagan besides some of their names. But Reagan was kind of that.
As a child, I took it upon myself to memorize how every president died.
Oh, yeah?
that was one of my deals.
James Calhoun.
James Calhoun was not a president.
Oh, fuck.
You don't know.
He was vice president.
He was a vice president.
That's right, yeah. Whose vice president was he?
Shit. I want to say Pierce, but I'm probably wrong again.
You fucking asshole. I was counting on you.
I know you were counting on me, but I didn't care about vice presidents. I knew Spiro Agnew because, you know. Because
he's got a crazy awesome name.
Yeah. It's a crazy name. And the people that would eventually be president. But yeah, Calhoun. That name I know.
Yeah, yeah.
For obvious reasons. Listen to The Unbelievables.
I apparently am, I think, semi-related to that guy somehow. I think somebody did an ancestry in my family and we're related to him. Bunch of fucking slave owners. Hooray. Kentucky. That's where I come from.
I don't want to know where I come from.
Yeah, I wish I didn't. And you could do that 23andMe thing where you send like your spit or whatever. And now they can tell you, you're this likely to get Alzheimer's and heart disease. And it's like, no, I don't want to know.
Somebody posted a question online the other day that was like, you know, it was like a meme. It was like, do you really want to die with a bank account full of money? And I'm like, if I knew my time was coming, like generally when, there wouldn't be a fucking dime in that thing, dude.
No,
I'm blow it all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that speaks
let's be honest here. I'm not going to pass on any lineage. So
I think that whole thing speaks to like not growing up too, though, is that sense that I had when I was a kid, that 27-year-old me was some other dude, is that those people honestly believe that they are not going to die.
Yeah.
That somehow they're going to be the first one to figure it out.
I have a question for you.
Huh?
Would 34-year-old self now fight who you thought 27 was supposed to be?
No, man, I'm a pussy. That dude would have kicked my ass. That dude had his shit together. He had a dog in a yard. And he had a fucking band. He had muscles somehow, even though I never wanted to work out.
Let's not lie. People in bands now, they have apartments and roommates.
Well, that's what I always said when I was a kid. I'm like, if like happiness to me, to future me, that was a proxy of myself, happiness to that guy was being in a band that played enough and made enough that I could just have like a 2-bedroom apartment in like a city. And it wasn't New York. It was just a city. Mm. And I knew
Gary,
nothing.
Indiana.
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah. Hey man, if I was famous in Gary, then yeah, that would have been fine for me back then. I honestly don't give a shit about being famous at all. Now, I just want to make that clear. I would love to be in a band and stuff just as a fun thing.
Yeah.
But it's hard, you know, like I do the open mic and that's really, as far as like leisurely, like out of home and work things, that's about as far as I can take it. Because it's a lot of time to invest to be in a band.
Yeah.
Like I've been trying to play Dungeons and Dragons for like 5 years.
Fuck yeah.
That shit is hard to get people together. I got a Dungeon Master guy, my lady got me. I don't know what the fuck to do, but I have a decent ability of like improvising stories and I think it would be a lot of fun, but it's hard to get fucking 30 somethings together in a room
because everybody's always busy.
Yes.
It's like
it's the same thing with a band.
You gotta commit like fucking 6 hours.
Yeah, if you don't
have fun.
Yeah, exactly. I listen to every podcast that's good about Dungeons and Dragons and I want to do it so bad, but yeah,
me and my friends are actually gonna get together and we're gonna start a Star Wars one soon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, that sounds cool.
I played that way back in the day when I was a teenager, and for like 3 years had the same character. It was fucking awesome.
And you was like level 20 and shit. Like,
I can hear the people turning off the podcast right now.
They can get fucked.
So is that what you hate most about being an adult, is that you don't have enough time to play D&D?
That's it. If we leave with anything, that is it. Yeah. Yeah. I played it with my kid, just made up some shit and gave him some dice to roll. He had fun with it.
I did that with my sisters in Shadowrun when I was younger. Yeah. So that was my game of choice.
Shadowrun?
Yeah, that's what I was good at DMing.
What was that? Is that like the vampire one? No, that's Vampire the Masquerade. That's
Vampire. That was a different thing. And that I mostly played live action at Kent State.
Oh, like LARPing? Akron,
yeah.
I was Get out of here.
I was one of those kids.
Yeah, man. That was like, to me, like, after my kid, you know, after realizing my nerdery, that was like the last bastion of nerdery for me, was D&D and like Pokemon. And now my kid's into Pokemon, and yeah, I'm fine with it. Like I went when Pokemon Go came out, I like went full bore, and we were watching like episode after episode, and I was like playing the games, and yeah, but I kind of cooled it out.
I only ever played the two original ones. They were great games.
I played what was it?
Oh wait, I'm sorry. In Pokemon Snap, I played that too.
Pokemon Snap.
I played that with somebody's
kid. 64, where you took the pictures of Pokemon.
Oh yeah, I tried playing it recently. It doesn't hold up.
No, I can't imagine that it did. No,
the best
no.
was you'd take your cartridge to Blockbuster, and they'd print you out the little
Yeah. Heart Gold is the one I played. It's on DS.
Yeah.
It's cool. It was cool. It was fine. I just, yeah. I
played the Pokemon card game.
Yeah, I play that. There's a really cool app on your computer or on your phone. You can play the card game. And my kid gets all the cards and I get all the codes. So I have this huge deck. Mm. All these huge decks. I've got a huge deck, girls.
Ladies.
Got my fucking Dragonite X in there.
Please enjoy Nick Fleming's huge deck.
Like six huge decks.
One at a time, please.
You want the psychic deck? You got my mixed deck? I got my fire deck?
It's going to take you two hands to hold on to all this deck. Well, if you'd like to catch Nick Fleming and his huge deck he's at the Eurogyro open mic each and every Sunday.
Unless I'm working third. So this weekend it'll actually be Alex.
Oh, and Alex is coming back? All right.
Yeah, 28.
Well, by the time this comes out... You'll
be able to catch him again.
You'll be able to catch him again, because this comes out next week.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, no worries.
We're in the future.
It's okay, I fucked up the timeline last week or 2 weeks ago.
We missed the fun thing Trump said, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wasn't that fucked up, guys?
Well, this is one of the glories of this podcast, is it's not current events based, so you know you can go back and listen to it, and you didn't fucking miss anything, so... That's why I like doing it as we're doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nick is at the Eurogyro in Kent. It is open stage for musicians or comedians. Sign up starts at 8.
Yeah, 8. I'm always there right around 7, though, so if you want to come up early. I've been showing Chad Weaver how to play some chords. He's been coming up every now and again.
Sponsor of the show.
Sponsor of the show.
I missed the commercial. I have to listen to it.
Yeah, take a listen to our little commercial. We've got more coming. I'm writing some up to tape in a couple of days for Chad Weaver and Britt Fox, who is the other sponsor of our show right now. If you want to sponsor the show, it's $30 a month, patreon.com/dirtysheer. If you're not good with electronic money, I will take your cash. Just get a hold of me. You know,
he'll write you a receipt.
Yeah,
the back of another receipt.
It's a charitable donation. You can write it off.
I mean, no, it's not. But
no, this is not nonprofit. We just haven't made profit yet.
No, I'm still very, very, very deep in the hole. But that's okay. We also got to give a shout out to Sam Holmes, who did our logo. You can find her on the Instagram. It's at Sam Holmes, like you live in, not Holmes, like you hang with. And Pete Milk at Milk Gear Recordings. It's homie for homies here. Yep. And, of course, Nick, we've had a Eurogyro open mic Facebook page for and many, 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 many years. Ben Palmer started it up when he was starting up his multiple, like, Facebook things. When Nick Fleming took over the Eurogyro open mic, he added an Instagram account, and he has been religiously... photographing all the performers at the Eurogyro open mic.
And if you play music, I'll do a video.
Yeah.
I don't do video of the comedy because it might cut off, like, you know, tags and punchlines and shit, but...
Yeah. And it's better that we don't record at open mics anyway and put it out there because it's an open mic. You know, that's where we're...
You don't want to see 1 minute of Jeremy's act and then out of context.
Yeah, you don't want to see anything that I'm doing out of context because it's going to ruin it.
It's like the people that come in for pizza and then look over and then walk out.
Yeah.
Be cool, like, at The Hateful on Instagram and follow Eurogyro Mike.
Yeah, Eurogyro Mike. It's at Eurogyro Mike on...
Follow the Eurogyro Mike at...
Eurogyro Mike.
Eurogyro Mike.
Look, I'm just used to seeing the Eurogyro Mike tags you in a post. I'm like, oh, it's Nick took a picture of me. Oh, I'm fat. Great.
I take him from the most flattering of angles.
Oh, I'm wearing the same shirt I was last week. Fuck.
Well, I'm always wearing the sad boy shirt now, so it's like, of course I am.
And don't worry, people. It's not the same one. He has three of them.
I don't do filters anymore anyway, too. Cause
hashtag no filter.
They're the worst. They're the worst. I read this thing. It was like shower thoughts on Reddit, and it was like, in 30 years, we're gonna be painstakingly removing all Instagram filters from pictures. And I was like, yeah, those are fucking shitty. Because people take pictures of like Bud Light on the fucking chair and put a fucking filter on it. It doesn't look any more classy. You just look like an asshole.
That is correct. Other stuff we got to plug. The Lousy Weather Media Network. You know it. You love
Ding.
It. Lousyweathermedia.com. We were just at the, a couple weeks ago, we're at Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show 9, which was amazing.
Yes, it was.
So be on the lookout for another one of those. Sean usually does them once a quarter. And I heard rumblings about who they're getting for the next one. You're going to love it. I'm allowed to say that. We're not on college radio. You're going to love it. And if you don't, you're wrong. Other than that, be on the lookout for the Ad Hominem Attack Show and Sad Boy Social Club, Unsuitable Language, all the other projects that I have.
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at El Hordano Diablo.
At El Hordano Diablo.
You can also find me on Facebook if you type that in, too. Yep.
It's always out there. So... Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates being an adult more than Nick Fleming.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.